Okay, last episode I said I was going to figure out what contumacy meant. Contumacy means the utter refusal to comply or to adhere to something. So that's what the Quran was talking about when it says, Adonai himself doth mock them, leaving them to wander blind in their contumacy. Here we Right, getting going today. There was a great speech by the leader of Yemen, Abdul, I believe, and I can't remember his last name, but that was a good speech. You can look it up at www.thekingdomofjudah.com. All right, let's get into it. We're at Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, and that is, we're going to start on verse 16. These are they who purchase error at the price of guidance, the people that refuse to obey the contumate ones. Those guys, they're leaning towards error instead of guidance. So they're trading it in. They're saying, we're not going to follow anything. We're going to rebel, and we're going to do whatever we want and have no path and have no guidance. And they're trading that in for the guidance. That's just going to lead them right down the path of righteousness. So their commerce doth not prosper, it says. And that means that, I mean, they have life, they have money, but it's never going to prosper anything because they don't have any guidance and they're not headed in the right direction. Neither are they guided, it says in the Quran. Their likeness is as the likeness of one who kindleth fire. So someone that starts a fire, and when it sheds light all around him, okay, so when that fire puts off the light all around him, then the Adonai takes away their light and leaves them in darkness where they cannot see. So they think it's funny for a little while until, like, Adonai pulls a one up on them, and then they're basically left speechless because there's nothing. I've seen it happen time and time again in my life. Like, I don't need it proven to me. Like, I know that at least what that says is real in my life, you know. And that's how I would test all scriptures in your personal life. I mean, if it applies, like, there's a lot of things Emmanuel said in the New Testament that apply, and I didn't believe him for a while either, man. I thought, you know, maybe this guy isn't telling the truth, but then you test it out, and it works, and then you know, okay, that's like a universal law. All right, so, deaf, dumb, and blind, they return not. So, basically, these people, these non-believers, remember the goal of the Quran is to overcome the non-believers. So realize that Islam and Christianity and Judaism all are Abrahamic believers. So we're not fighting against each other. We're fighting to overcome the non-believers. All right. So deaf, dumb, and blind, they return not. You know, I listened to somebody, Joe Rogan, talking with Tucker Carlson. And Joe Rogan's trying to say that there was some evidence for evolution because all the godless people want to get around it by making up stuff. So Joe Rogan's like, oh, yeah, well, evolution. And Tucker Carlson's like, no, evolution don't exist. So the deaf, dumb, and blind are going to believe in evolution. And the people that have the light and are believers, they're going to tell the people that believe in evolution, no, that never existed. You're basically delusional. All right. Or like a rainstorm from the sky, says the Quran, wherein is darkness. Okay, so a dark rainstorm. Okay, thunder and the flash of lightning. So all those things exist inside a rainstorm. But when they, but when these people see it, they thrust their fingers in their ears by reason of the thunderclap, and for fear of dead, Adonai encompasses the disbelievers in his guidance. So it's saying, like, Adonai is so powerful that it's like these people are just taken in awe of it. And basically are in fear for their life once they realize, okay, they're messing with the Adonai. It's like hearing the thunderclap inside a cloud. It's like, oh my goodness. All right. So the lightning almost snatches away their sight from them. So it almost blinds them. And as often as it flashes forth from them, they walk therein. And when it's darkeneth against them, they stand still. So it's saying that if it flashed forth, like if they could see with the lightning, they'd walk in it. But when not, then it's taken away and their sight goes with the the lightning flash, so they can't see again. As often as it flashes forth, they walk in, and when it darkens against them, they stand still. If all the willed, he could destroy their hearing and their sight. Lo, Adonai is able to do all things. And that's our show for today.